chaps. So, I've got 25 minutes before I start my one-to-one coaching. Thought I'm going to come on and do a live. Hopefully we'll get some good numbers because this is quite a deep subject. And again, I always say the subjects I talk about are based on conversations that I've had in the week and people that I've spoken to, clients, myself, all that kind of thing. And I've had some great conversations this week. By the way, guys, the link to join our brotherhood's up in there if you want to come and join us. That's always going to be it at the top now. So, hey, how we doing? So, why do we sabotage? Why? I haven't got all the answers. I've got, I think, got some. Morning, lad. Morning, Jay. Hope you're doing good, mate. Why do we sabotage? It's a question that I put onto clients quite a lot at the minute and then just go quiet. Why? And it's very interesting, isn't it? Why do we sabotage? Why is it that we say, I'm going to change now. I'm going to change and this is my time. This is my time. No, it's happening. I'm going to do it. And then within a couple of weeks, we just revert back to type and we sabotage. Why is it that in 13 years of coaching, I've seen people achieve great results, lose a lot of weight, and then a year later, they've put it all back on, even though they've got the tools? Even though they've got the tools for sustained health, fitness, fat loss. Why do they go backwards? Why? Can any of you tell me? Post below what you think. Let's try and get some engagement going. This one's going to be pretty deep. Okay. Sorry, my inbox is going crazy as well. My missus and the lads. So why is it also, and this fascinates me, this. Why is it also, all right? In the past, people have come to me. They're overweight. They got no idea about nutrition. Nothing like that. You give them the tools. You give them the blueprint. And they just get it. And they go away and they get sensational results. And even as their coach, I'm looking at them going, fucking how did he do that? Do you know what I mean? How did he do that? Even though I've given him the tools and I know the tools work. And you can take two different people, give them the same blueprint. One gets the results and he just keeps them. It's fucking easy for him. There's a guy watching this now, John Martlew. Came to boot camp last year. Just gets it. Never seen this guy go backwards once. Give him the tools. I mean, he wasn't overweight, but his fitness and everything's improved. Just give him the tools and he gets it. And it's just, boom, just gets on with it. And you give it some other guys, they get great results, and then just go backwards. Just go backwards. Why is that? And it comes down to this. It comes down to this. So why do we sabotage? Okay. My mindset is an off switch, unfortunately. That's my problem. Well, why? Why, Al, is the question I'm going to give you. So, here's something. Who saw the live I did with Wayne this week? It was phenomenal, okay? Fantastic viewers, fantastic story. And thank you. Thanks, Nick. And thanks, guys. And here's one thing. He would try to lose weight. And then what would happen is he'd catch himself in the mirror and he'd be like, oh, fuck it, I'm just a fat bastard anyway. And then go and sabotage. He just thought, I can't do it. In his head, he couldn't do it. He was a fat guy. But yet, we're not born overweight. And I've had counseling, I've had CBT, and I'm going to explore this even more in the future. And one thing that I got from counseling is the guy said, we're not born overweight. We're not born an alcoholic. We're not born with anxiety. We're not born with binge eating issues. We're not born with gambling addictions. These things are developed over time. So Wayne obviously got fat, but that might have been conducive because of his environment, because of the people that he was hanging around with. He was going and doing these like burger challenges, trying to eat as much as you can. He said now, you know, he used to do burger challenges and now he's doing challenges like climbing Ben Nevis and doing 10Ks and half marathons and all that type of thing, all right? But so why do we sabotage? And it's all to do with this mindset which is developed and nurtured throughout time as we're growing up. Let me tell you a little story, right? when my kids were very young, I had no sleep. I was knackered. I was so knackered and exhausted and trying to run a business and staff and all that and trying to stay fit and healthy. It was virtually impossible. And my old kind of binge eating thing reared its head, which I had from like teenage years. And I've spoken about that. And it was just buried because it just emerged when the kids were young. And I used to sit in the house and I would eat crisps back to back on a weekend, like back to back, three or four packs. Guess what happened? My son at 3 years old started to do the same, okay? And Sarah, my partner, was like, this got to stop, Tregs. This has got to stop. And I was like, look, this is my way of comfort at the minute. I don't know why I'm doing it. Well, I only realized when I go and got some CBT, but my son was copying me at 3 years old. That's when I knew, shit, somebody's got to give you. So that's going back 3 years ago now, right? And it was only when I had CBT and I realized I was doing it because I was tired and I was trying to take back control because I felt so overwhelmed. But my son started to think that eating three bags of crisps back to back was normal. He'd go looking in the cupboards and grab them. That's gone now. We don't do that anymore. But they are picking up on your habits. They're picking up on your habits all the time. And that scared the life out of me that at 3 years old, my son was like a sponge and he was just eating crisps back to back. Who tells him it's not the norm? He see daddy doing it, right? So all these things are formed, okay? And we develop these habits, these patterns of behavior, largely due to the environment that we're in. So look at it like this. It says you become the five people that you surround yourself with, right? Let's say for a sudden, right? In the next year, you saw your family and that in the day, but you went to live with, say, four or five athletes or bodybuilders. You went to live with them. And you spent the majority of your time with those athletes and bodybuilders whose pure objective is to be fit and healthy and look the nuts, right? Do you think that would have an effect on you? Do you think that environment would probably lift you up and force you to exercise and force you to train more and force you to eat better because you're surrounded by it? I bet you it would, okay? If you had no choice. Okay? And this is largely what happens with our family. When we're being brought up, we've got no choice. We're with our family. So we pick up on their habits, right? Now let me go the other way, right? Okay. What if you went to live with a couple of guys that were just junk food addicts, didn't give a shit, they were on the dole, they didn't work. I'm just generalizing here, right? I'm just giving an example. All they did was eat and drink and all that. Do you think that environment might rub off on you and you just get lazy and you eat shit? Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you've got strong willpower, but over time, maybe that would creep in. Let me tell you a little story. Years ago, I came out of a relationship and I went to live with a very good friend of mine in a shared accommodation. It was his house. So in my early 30s, I was 3 years into being a PT, 3 or 4 years into being a PT, I went to live with a friend, okay? And it would have an effect. Don't put me off, Al. Right, so what happened was on the first night I moved in, he said, come on, Tregs, we're going to take you around the village. We're going to have a couple of pints and a burger and chips. Great. Okay, cool. So we did that. Then I get up the next day, I got to work. I'm coaching clients. He goes, right. He's messaging me. Right, son, Indian tonight. What time are you home? Okay, cool. We're having an Indian takeaway. Great. Boom. Enjoyed that. Then I'm thinking to myself, okay, cool. Got to get back on, you know, yeah, start eating healthy again. Third night, he's messaging me. Right, we're having Chinese tonight or Domino's. And I'm going, fucking hell. So I'll get home now. We've had like 4 days of this. I said, look, mate, I'm a personal trainer, right? I'm going to get really fat. I can't do that. Like, I love my grub anyway, but this ain't helping me, dude. And he was like, well, what do you do then? And this guy, like, he was never overweight. I've known him through uni. And because he never finished his meals, he would have like junk food every night, but he'd never finish it. This guy would come home with a massive Chinese, but he'd leave 2/3 of it. What? How can you leave food? So I'd be smashing it. So what I'm saying is that, like, I had to, in the end, I was going to be led or lead him. And he said, well, what do you do, mate? I don't cook for myself. And I was like, right, that's it. I'm going to fucking take charge here. I'm going to cook. We're going to be doing chickens, veggies, all that kind of shit. And you're going to get hydrated. Now, I had to take the lead there because that environment I was in, that could have killed me. That could have got me overweight, an overweight PT. That wouldn't have been cool, right? And I've been overweight as a PT after the kids were born, right? So what I'm saying is that environment could have shaped me, and your environment is shaping you all the time. Actually, what happened was is I got this guy drinking lots of water, really healthy, eating all good foods. And he went from saying to me when I moved in with him, whatever you do, don't talk to me in the morning. I'm not a morning person. And once I'm up, I'm quite chirpy, right? I'm not a morning person, he said. And you could not speak to him in the morning, this guy, right? Within 3 weeks, he's singing in the shower. And I said to him, that's a bit of a change, mate. He said, yeah, I just thought that I didn't like my job or anything like that. And I was like, no, you've probably been dehydrated for the last 30 years and you've fucking been undernourished because all you do is eat shit. And he couldn't believe the change in himself because of the good nutrition. But getting off subject here, does this make sense? That environment could have affected me. So when we're growing up, we don't have a lot of choice. We're around our parents. We're picking up on their habits, okay? I've dated girls in the past that absolutely love going out and getting smashed every weekend. Going out and getting smashed. Guess what? The dad was a massive boozer. Hey, I had great Christmases there. I'd go there and have fantastic Christmases. You come out, not a leg under you. But the boozing was there. You could see it in him. And it was passed down. Morning, David. Morning, Lee. Morning, Jason. So I'm not saying this is good or bad, but your environment like shapes you. Like, I'm really grateful the fact that, like, a lot of, I probably not talked about this before, but my mum, when I was growing up, I lived with my mum. My dad was always in my life. My mum was an aerobics instructor. Okay. So she got into teaching fitness and I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And in the evenings, cause she didn't want to leave me on my own, I would go and stand at the back of her aerobics classes. And she'd have like 30 women in there and they'd all be doing, you know, all the sort of, imagine a sort of Jane Fonda type stuff. And sometimes I'd just be at the back joining in a little bit. But that environment shaped me because it planted exercise into my head. My mum does this for a living. My dad would come to football training. He'd be kicking around with the kids all the way up to 16. Has that rubbed off on me now? Has that encouraged me to become a coach to train my lads? Quite possibly it has. There are other things that happened in my life that I don't really want to talk about that could shape some of my behavior. But what I'm saying is, guys, right, why we sabotage and why we're always stopping and starting is it largely has nothing to do with the nutrition plan, because most people I meet have tried fucking everything. And I know there's people now watching this that are struggling that have tried everything, because I know you guys. And I had a conversation with a new client the other night and she said to me, Tregs, I've tried everything. And I said, well, you've tried everything. And what that's telling me is that, you know, all diets work, okay? You've tried everything, but you can't stick to anything. It's nothing to do with the nutrition. It's nothing to do with the training. I'd give you the best training plan in the world. I could fly in the best personal trainers, give you the best nutrition plan. You're gonna fail, because it's up here. And until you start to reprogram your mind, your mindset, which is the hardest thing, you're always gonna fail. And people take this for granted. It's like they don't want to do the work. And you know, I say to clients, if you want to change, you've got to do this work every day. You've got to listen to self-help books, you've got to read mindset books, listen to audio in the car. Like, stop fucking going and watching fucking shit on Netflix and sat on Facebook for 3 hours if you want to change. If you don't want to change and you're happy, that's great. But what I'm saying is, if you want to get fit and you want to get healthy and you want to sustain that, you're going to be on and off the wagon, you've got to do the inner work, okay? And it took me doing the inner work to realize that actually it's not normal to be smashing 8 bags of crisps on a Saturday night. Like, why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? Where did that come from? Okay? And you've got to do the same, okay? Because you've probably got habits now. You've probably got habits now that were developed in childhood. You don't even realize that it's not the norm. Like, my brother-in-law's watching this now, morning Wayne. I remember him saying to me, like, fucking hell, Treg, we went out for a pint. We went out for 6 pints. I probably had 10 bags of crisps. I thought that was a norm. I thought it was a norm because I've been doing that from a young age, not drinking 10 pints. So what I'm saying is, you're doing stuff now you think's the norm and it's not, okay? You think it's the norm, but it's not. And all these things happen along the way and they set you off. So you see things, you watch things, you observe things. Shit happens in your life and it sends you off on a spiral, and that's why you sabotage. And a lot of it is to do with a lack of self-worth. You don't believe you're good enough. Oh, fuck it. I'll always be fat. Maybe the people around you are telling you, oh, we love you as you are. Or maybe people are saying to you, oh, here he goes. He's trying again to lose weight. What's he doing this time? And all this stuff is just getting into your head. And it's setting you up for failure. So how do you break that? Well, that's the toughest thing, guys, okay? But you've got to do the work. You can't, like, I'm telling you now, and I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but If you've been failing, stopping and starting all your life, if you've been stopping and starting all of your life, okay, nothing's going to change unless you do the inner work. You've got to work on the mindset. You've got to work on the mindset. Is this making sense, guys? Does any of this resonate with you? Does any of this resonate with you, okay? So here's something as well, okay, I want to talk to you about, right? When we get to the weekend now, okay, something I've been doing a lot of, right, this year, okay, is reframe the weekends. A lot of people think, oh, it's the weekend, I'm going to, fucking hell. A lot of people think, oh, it's the weekend, I'm going to kick back, I'm going to sabotage, etc., or whatever, overeat, la, la, la. So ask yourself this, okay? Now, if you're not trying to lose weight or get fit and healthy, this video is probably not for you, but then if you're watching this, then you're probably thinking, oh, what's all this about, okay? So you wake up on a Monday, you tell yourself, this is my week, I'm going to crush it, I'm going to stick to my goals, blah, 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 all that. Okay, you get to a weekend, and you're just like, oh, fuck it. And then you overeat, and you overdrink, and you wake up Monday, and you feel guilty. You feel guilty, okay? So essentially, you didn't want to sabotage, but it was your subconscious programming that took you back to the old way, okay? So let me reframe this weekend for you, right? So who wants to stay on track with their goals this weekend? Post yes below. Who wants to stay on track? I do. I want to stay on track with my goals because I feel lean and sexy as fuck right now, and it feels great. And that's because I've stayed on track all year. I haven't had a drink or anything like that. I've stayed on track all year. And it feels great. And it tastes better than any pint of Peroni. Even though I love a pint of Peroni. Even though I love a packet of salt and vinegar discos. Okay? And I could smash 4 or 5 on the end. So who wants to stay on track this weekend? Okay. So let's have a look at this. Okay. What are the positives of staying on track this weekend? The positives of staying on track are... Well, you stay on track. You wake up Monday, you've got energy. You go into work on Monday with energy. You feel great. You carry on. You might lose another 0.5 pound, whatever it is. You're feeling fucking great. You're on course. You feel great because you're working towards a goal. Mankind works better when they are working towards a goal. So the positives are you have energy. You stay on track. You lose a little bit more weight. Okay. You bounce into the next week. You don't have any guilt. All these good things. Okay. So let's have a look at the negatives of staying on track. Let's have a look at the negatives. So the negatives of staying on track are you might have to say no to going out on the piss. You might have to say no to that extra bit of food that you really fancy, okay? So that's the negatives, okay? So the negatives of staying on track is you might have to say no a little bit more, okay? But is saying no... Is it worth it to experience those positives? All right. So right now, and this is slightly digressing, I've got to go in 5 minutes. Great numbers, by the way. I've had another drink in 52 days. I'm doing a 90-day challenge. I'm already thinking beyond that because I feel so good. I just don't need it. But I'm not preaching because always the first couple of weekends are hard. But right now, as I get into every weekend, I go, okay, what's the positives of staying off the booze this weekend, of not having a drink? Loads of energy. Kids get a best version of me. I'm not a little bit irritable and snappy on a Sunday when I get up because I've got to do a live workout and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm clear, I'm fresh, I'm buzzy. My kids just feed off it. That's all the positives, okay? So, okay, what's the negatives of not having a beer? I like the taste of Peroni. Okay, I like the taste of Peroni. Okay, so is the positives of me feeling fucking great, running around with the kids, having loads of energy, bouncing on my life workouts, just attracting great things into my life because of the level I'm on at the minute? Does that outweigh a taste of Peroni and the feeling that Peroni gives me? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay, so is this making sense, right? So, okay, we do have to have some self-discipline on the weekends. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to look at this again, right? So let's have a look at you going off track this weekend, okay? So let's say you completely blow it this weekend. Let's look at the positives of going off track, okay? Let's look at the positives, okay? So the positives are you might go out and get smashed. So you get some instant gratification. You get that feeling of being pissed, okay? So it's quite a nice feeling. Well, I like a feeling of 1 or 2 pints. I love it. I never get smashed, but I do like the feeling of 1 or 2 pints. So the negatives are, or the positives of going out and sabotaging this weekend are you get instant gratification from alcohol, you get instant gratification from food. But guess what happens? The next day, if you've overdone it, those positive feelings are quickly gone. We know that. We're like, oh, fuck, what did I do that for? Okay? So, there's not many positives there, really, okay? So, let's look at the negatives, okay, of having a drink and sabotaging this weekend. Well, you're going to go, you're going to break your goals, okay? You want to stay on track, don't you? All of you just said yes below, okay? You're going to feel anxiety. You're going to gain weight. You're going to feel lacking in energy. You're going to feel like you're starting again on a Monday. You might be rough on a Sunday. Remember this. I saw something so fucking poignant recently, okay? It's not just you that suffers from a hangover. It's your kids too, okay? I'm not being all preacher. I'm not that guy. But your kids suffer if you've got a hangover because you're making excuses not to fucking do anything with them. Your kids don't deserve that, okay? So it's not you that's suffering as well, it's your kids. I don't often have a hangover, but I know that if I've had one in the past, I'm like, oh, Sarah, please, come on. I don't go out a lot. Just take them out. Take them out for the day. Go on, here's some money, go. Okay, have you ever done that? I don't get pissed a lot, but even on those rare occasions where I've had a hangover, I'm like, oh, no, 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 boys, go away. Just go away, leave me alone. Okay, you imagine you're a parent, you do that every weekend. I hope this hurts, by the way, if it is you, because it will trigger you to change, okay? So the negatives of breaking your goals this week, and there's so many negatives, okay? Okay? Ask yourself this, okay? What is more important to you right now? Having energy, getting fitter, getting healthier, having your kids absolutely love it because daddy's out, walking, running, playing football, okay? And you're feeling lean and you're clear and you express yourself better. All these things, okay? Does that mean more to you right now than going to smash a load of junk food and having a drink? Okay, ask yourself that, okay? And think about this. This is the weekend. This is not a time where you just go and smash junk and booze. Because ask yourself this. If you are doing that, maybe you're missing something in your life. I said this to a very close friend of mine the other day. And I'm no angel. Listen, okay? I will tell you this now. I've struggled like fuck being a dad in the first early years. The last 2 years have been wonderful. The first 3 years were pure hell. I love my kids more than anything, but fatherhood was hell. I didn't sleep. It was shitty nappies. It was sick. It was hospital visits. What's fun? There's no fun. That's not fun. Okay? And I didn't cope very well. Okay? And I gained weight and I was stressed and I was tired and I had counseling, all that stuff. Okay? But right now, my kids sleep through. Okay? They're 6 and 5. They love football. By the way, I haven't pushed them into that. Okay, they absolutely love football to the point that it's exhausting because I've got to do headers and volleys in the evening every night, which is amazing. All right, but my life is pretty much set up for me to win. My life is fulfilling, and this is not me preaching. You know, I've had it tough. I've fucking been honest, and I always say to those people with young kids, keep trucking because it's hard. I never want to go back to those sleepless nights. You can be one bad night now, and I'm miserable. Okay, but my life is set up now that the weekends are so fulfilling, I don't need a drink. My weekends are so fulfilling, I don't need a drink, okay? I don't need to escape from anything. So what are your weekends like? Are your weekends lacking fulfillment? Is that why you sabotage? I don't know. I'm asking, this is an open question, okay? I'm wanting you to go away when I finish this video and do the work and do the deep work, do the inner work. I'm working with a coach now and he says, you've got to do the inner work. You've got to do the inner work all the time, okay? If you really want it. Because no diet's going to help you. No new diet and all that. You've got to do the inner work. So do you sabotage on the weekend because you're bored? You lack fulfillment? You're looking for escapism? You want to relax? Because I was doing some inner work and I realized that the only reason I drink now, or I did drink now on a Saturday night, it wasn't escapism because I'm really happy with my life. My dad lives with me. My dad's my hero. We've got the dog. We've got two healthy kids. They both do activities on the weekend. Me and my missus go for a long dog walk. It's all good, yeah? So why was I drinking on a Saturday night? Okay. To relax. To relax, okay. That's fine. People say, well, if you have a drink to relax, that's fine. But the problem is that if I have a drink, I'll overeat. And I'm trying to get sexy as fuck right now. Or sexier, okay? sorry, that's really vain. But I'm doing it pure vanity and health as well, okay? So let's find an alternative way to relax. And I found that in guided meditation. Now you're laughing, all that kind of shit. You know, Tregzy's out there, he's doing guided meditation. I use the Headspace app, it's free. Go and check it out. Tell me if you don't love it. And that was an alternative way to relax, which doesn't then lead me to sabotage, okay? So the only reason I was having a drink on a weekend was to relax, okay? Can I find an alternative way to relax? Yes, I have. Done. So that's that. There's no other reason for me to drink. But I want you to ask yourself this before you go, okay? Why am I sabotaging on a weekend? Is it because my life lacks fulfillment? Okay, right. Why does my life lack fulfillment? Go and do the work. Because forget diet, forget health, forget fitness. You're not going to achieve your goals. You're not going to get healthier, fitter, and leaner unless you do the inner work. Because every weekend, you'll just sabotage unless you do the inner work. So is it your job that's bothering you? Is it family life? Is it, thank you, Jace. Is it, are you trying to escape from something? Are you trying to escape from something? What is it? Is this resonating, guys, okay? There's a deep one this morning, isn't it? Really deep. I just want you to have some food for thought this weekend as we go into the weekend. I'm in the zone, Jason. Yeah, I'm really in the zone, mate. It's gonna, and this fascinates me, Jace. Only because this is 13 years now I've coached people and I see people win and I see them fail. And I see some people just get it and they just crack on and they just stay in great shape, stay in great health, and they just thrive. And then others, you give them all the tools and they're always going back to square one. They're always going back to square one, always going back to square one. And that's why I say you've got to do the inner work, you know? And for me, it's so interesting. It's so interesting. So there's reasons behind everything. You know, I've got to have to go in a minute, but, you know, I've got some clients, they drink every night. And I say, what are you drinking every night for? To relax. Well, that's a bad habit. You're not going to lose weight drinking every night. So you need to go and explore and find another way to relax. Or address the fact that there may be something missing in your life. Guys, Dr. Coach Counselor Treggs is out of here. I hope you guys have a fucking fantastic day. Guys, if you want more access to me, you want more of this, okay, join my brotherhood. I give you so much free content here. I'm asking for $29.99 a month. Come and join my brotherhood. I'll be live in the morning at 7:30 with a workout. I'll be live 8:45 Sunday with a workout. And generally just putting a lot of my time in there. I know we've got the free community and all that, but my time goes where my clients pay me and truly value me. So listen, Jason, get yourself back in the brotherhood, my man. Lee, get yourself in the brotherhood, my man. I really appreciate you guys. Go and have a great day and do the work. Keep trucking, boys.